Chapter 25, A Family Affair. I take a step back, tasting the lump in my throat. What's he doing here? Mary crosses her arms.
I don't want to talk to him.
Girls,
he begins.
I said I don't want to talk to him,
my sister repeats, eyes steely.
Mary, my mother begins, I know you're upset. But you need to listen to what your father has to say.
She snorts.
Why? He didn't want to listen to us.
I'm sorry,
my dad says, hanging his head.
I'm sorry I reacted the way I did.
That's it? Mary says. You're sorry? Big deal.
When did Mary get so tough?
You have every right to be mad at me,
he says.
I should have reacted better. I should have listened to you. But can you try to put yourself in my situation for a second? I had no idea,
he waves his hand in the air,
about any of this. It was a hell of a shock. I found out that my two daughters are witches, and that the woman I had been married to for over 10 years is one, too. And I had no idea. I was overwhelmed.
I guess that could be a bit of a whammy. But that was a week ago, I say. You could have called.
I know.
He looks up at me and meets my eyes. His are rimmed with red.
I'm sorry.
No one says anything.
I'm sorry, too,
my mom says.
I know you girls are angry with your dad, but this is mostly my fault. I should have told your dad years ago. It might have saved us all a lot of pain.
And a lot of money in couple counseling,
my dad quips. My mom laughs.
That too. But more recently, I shouldn't have let you keep such a big secret from your father. Parenting is a shared responsibility, and I should have insisted you tell him about what was happening to you.
I wish you had told me about you,
Dad says to her.
I might have been surprised at first, but I would have gotten over it.
He closes his eyes and then turns back to us. Does that mean? A sob escapes my lips before I can stop it.
Does that mean you still love us?
Oh, girls, of course I still love you. I will always love you.
He opens his arms.
Come here. Do you still love me?
Without thinking, I run to my dad. The tears are flowing and I'm sobbing and nodding and he's patting my hair, telling me that it's all going to be okay. Yeah, he screwed up, but he's here now. He needed some time to get used to the idea. Unlike me, Mary is still standing apart.
Are you going to come to our Samsorta?
She picks at her fingers. I almost yell at her not to ruin her nails now. After a week of no biting, they're just starting to heal. But it hardly seems like the right time.
If you want me,
my dad says,
I'll be there. What's a Samorsta?
It's like a group bat mitzvah for witches, I say. And I want you there. He smells good, like home, like dad. I wipe my fresh tears away with the back of my hand.
Do you want me there?
He asks Mary.
I want you to want to be there,
she replies, clasping her hands behind her back.
Then there is nothing I want more than to come to your Samorsta,
he says. I giggle. Samsorta.
Samsorta.
he repeats.
I guess I'm going to have a lot to learn. And maybe next weekend you can show me what you can do with these powers.
A little Jedi action, I say.
Exactly.
I hug him tighter. Today is the dress rehearsal, except without the dresses. Also, we're at Lozatia because apparently witches are allowed in Zandalusia only once a year, which is fine by me. It still sounds creepy. The other difference about today's class is that our Elimides, a.k.a. our moms, are here too. Mom recognizes Karen's mom from the old days, and then Karen's mom introduces her to Viv's mom. Hey, maybe the two of them can be New York witch friends. Once we're all in the auditorium and on the stage, we run through the whole ceremony from start to finish. Well, as much as we can without any of the other schools. First up, we practice the opening march. Next, we practice the Elimity bit. There's lots of giggling and lots of listening to our moms tell us how it feels like just yesterday when I was on the other side of the circle, which is kind of funny. Our moms having their Samsortas. Seems impossible, but I've seen the pics, so I know it happened. Next, our moms take turns asking us if we are willing to join the circle of magic. This part starts with the oldest Samsorta, which I kind of assumed was me. But Fizgwin announces that the oldest woman is a 24-year-old Australian from the Kanjari school. I'll admit it, I'm kind of disappointed. Anyway, after our moms ask us, we practice agreeing, and then they pretend to remove a lock of our hair with the golden knife. Miri and I both have hair appointments with Estee on Monday morning. Mom's letting us both take the entire day off school. And in addition to getting our hair done, we're going to get her opinion on what Mom can cut without ruining our dues. Next, our moms all practice walking toward the central cauldron and pretend to drop the piece of hair in the center. Once they're done, it's time for the chain of light service. We go around the circle, saying the light spell, setting the candle aflame one final time. I'm about halfway into the circle, and I clear my throat before beginning. Izzy Boli Danu, Ritui Lakfisu. I do the whole thing, no problem. Once my candle is lit, I listen as Miri does hers, and then wink when she's done. The warmth of the flame feels nice against my cheeks. I think about how, even though my dad said he was coming, Miri still wouldn't hug him. My dad seemed to understand.
Take your time, he told her. I'm not going anywhere.
He didn't mean that literally, obviously, since he wasn't moving back in with us. But, you know, we decided that he and Jennifer would come to the Sam, but that they'd get a babysitter for Prissy. My dad thought it was best for everyone if Prissy was kept in the dark about our magic until she was older. They told her that the scene she had witnessed the other day was a dream. My heart feels full that my dad came around. But as the wax drips down my fingers, I can't help wondering if Raph would have come around too. We're done early, around 3 Lozatia time.
Get a good night's sleep Monday night, Fizgwin orders, and I'll see you at 6 Romanian time, which is 9 Arizona time or noon on the East Coast. Don't be late.
The moms all go home, and we head to the atrium to decide what to do now. After all, it's Saturday. What are you doing here? I ask, when I spot Adam and the rest of the guys in the atrium.
Waiting for you, he says. We thought we should celebrate your last day.
Are you guys hungry? Karen asks.
Starving,
Michael says. I'm in the mood for pizza, Preppy Triplet says.
I know the best new place,
Mary says. It's called Tease Pies. Yo, I've heard of it, Viv says. I've been wanting to try it. What? Tease? That's what she wants to eat? I shoot Mary a dirty look, but she won't catch my eye. She's looking at Corey instead. We can conjure it up in the calf, I say. But conjuring up food is kind of like delivery, and Tease Pies is best straight out of the oven, Mary says. Why don't we all go to New York?
Sounds good, Adam says, putting his arm around me.
My shoulders inadvertently tense, but I quickly unclench them. So we're going to Tease Pies.
No big deal.
So he has his arm around me? Also no big deal. He likes me. I like him. We all like pizza. This is the plan. Go spell? Karen asks. Batteries, I say. The bathroom in that place is kind of cramped. We zap ourselves into the alley behind the restaurant and then head inside. As we get closer, my heart starts beating faster. Mary is still avoiding my gaze. We grab a table for eight. I sit facing the door, and Adam slides into the seat beside me. When I pick up a menu, I realize that my hands are all sweaty. I've been reading the same pizza description over and over again.
Rachel, that okay with you? Two pies for the table, one cheese, one with everything?
I nod, squirming in my seat. What's wrong with me? So what if this is Raph's place? It's over with him. I'm better off without him. He's better off without me. When I'm a few bites into my pizza, it happens. The door swings open. Dark hair, brown shirt, leather jacket. My stomach swoops. Raph, he's here. Except same hair, same shirt, same jacket, but not Raph. My heart sinks. My eyes fill. I put down my slice. Why did Mary bring me here?
What's wrong? Adam asks me. You're hardly eating.
I look back at the door. That guy looked nothing like Raph. Not his eyes, not his smile. I look down at my mostly untouched slice. It's nothing, I say. Why am I still thinking about Raph? Raph is history. Adam is my future. He's funny, he's cute, he's a warlock. He gets me. I force my eyes up to meet Adam's and smile, then look back down at my plate. The conversation swirls around me until we're done. Eventually, we pay the bill and spill back onto the street.
Yo, what now? Viv says. Let's go to the Empire State Building,
Preppy Triplet says. I've never been. If I was a guy, I totally would have my sim there. The gang agrees to check it out. We return to the alley and then begin disappearing. Adam puts his hand on my arm before I can go.
Wait, Rachel. Hold on a sec.
Sure. Mary looks at me questioningly. I nod for her to go ahead.
You sure? She asks. 'Cause we can just go home and hang out.
Go, I say, turning my back, still annoyed with her for bringing me here. I hear her and Corey disappear. I look at Adam. What's up? He takes a step closer to me, lifts his hand, runs his fingers through my hair. My heart stops. He's going to kiss me. Adam is going to kiss me. This is it. Adam is going to kiss me, and we're going to be the perfect witch couple and live happily ever after. And it's really going to be over between me and Raph. It's going to feel over. Finally. He leans in closer and closer and presses his lips against mine. And I wait for the charge, for the fireworks, for the magic. But there's nothing. His lips are cold, thin. Kissing Adam feels like kissing my pillow. I pull back and touch his shoulder. He blinks, confused. I can't, I say. He looks at the ground. Neither of us speaks. In the distance, we hear a succession of honking. Eventually, he says,
You're not over him yet, are you?
I want to tell him I am. I really do. But I can't. I can't lie to him. But worse, I can't lie to myself. I shake my head. He cocks his head and gives me a half smile.
Do you think you'll be over him soon?
I swallow hard.
I'm so sorry, Adam. And I am sorry. So sorry. Sorry this didn't work. Sorry I don't feel the way he does. Sorry he's hurting.
He closes his eyes for a second and then opens them.
I'm sorry, too.
Don't hate me, I say sadly.
I could never,
he tells me, then sighs again.
Friends?
I nod. Nothing would make me happier. He shuffles his feet.
But would you hate me if I wasn't your date on Tuesday? I think it might be too weird for me.
I squeeze his shoulder. I totally understand. But you're still going to be there, right?
Yeah. The triplets have a seat for me.
We're both silent.
Should we go meet up with them?
He asks finally. You go ahead, I say. There's someone I need to talk to.
Raph?
He asks, with a hint of bitterness. No, I say, shaking my head. But someone just as important.
Brace yourself, I tell Tammy.
Okay, she says. I'm braced. What's going on?
I called her from the alley and told her I really needed to talk. She was at Annie's but came over to my house immediately, no questions asked. Of course, I beat her here since zapping is faster than the subway. Anyway, as soon as she got here, I brought her to my room and closed the door. When she sat on my bed, I sat on my computer chair. I want to give her some space in case she freaks. And she might, but I'm hoping she won't. I'm hoping she'll be willing to listen, because she's my best friend, and best friends should be able to talk about anything. And I need to talk. But first things first. I take a deep breath, close my eyes, then let it pour out. I'm a witch. No answer. Nothing. Has she passed out? I open one eye and see that Tammy is sporting the biggest smile I've ever seen. I open both eyes. Huh?
I knew it!
She exclaims, punching an arm into the air. What do you mean?
Wait. Don't tell me.
How could she possibly know? Unless...
You're a witch too?
She laughs.
I wish... But no, I figured it out. See, I've been keeping an eye on Wendolyn. Sorry, Wendy. I keep forgetting she wants us to call her that. And last week, she kind of disappeared. Literally. Cassandra was coming her way, and she ducked into a classroom, and she just... Vamoosh! Disappeared. One second I was watching her, and the next she was gone. She didn't know I was watching, but I remember her saying that she was a witch on the first day of school. I didn't take her that seriously then, but when I saw her disappear, I thought maybe she hadn't been lying.
She takes a quick breath.
It seemed crazy to me, but I thought, you never know, right? Who am I to say what's real and what's not? So, when I found her later... I asked her if she really was a witch. She got all nervous and started mumbling that you were going to be mad.
But then she admitted it, that she was a witch. So I asked if you knew, and she got all freaked out and said no. But then she made me promise not to say anything to anyone, especially you. And you've been acting weird lately. And there was the fashion show last year and that weird other language thing this year and the cupcake and I don't know. I just wondered. And it's true. You're a witch too. I pushed my chair a few inches closer to the bed. So you're not afraid of me? Her eyes dance. No, not at all. A few inches closer. And you don't think it's weird? No, I think it's the coolest thing ever. Really? Really? I'm so happy you told me. I'm honored that you told me. That you feel you can confide in me. Aw. I throw my arms around her. I have so many questions, she says as soon as I let go. Did you always know you were a witch? How do spells feel? Did you? I'll tell you everything, I say. But first, I have to ask you something. Anything. Well, there's this debutante slash bat mitzvah slash quinceanera witch party thing on Monday. It's during the day on an island off Romania. I should add that it's in a cemetery. Totally top secret and formal. Want to be my plus one? I'm so there, she says, and gives me a thumbs up. Now, start at the beginning.